The election of Abraham Lincoln 2 months ago in 1860 was the final straw for many Southerners. After decades of sectional divide, South Carolina became the first state to break from the Union. Still, federal forces made no hostile moves against the South until Christmas week. That's when a federal commander, acting on his own, sailed across Charleston Harbor to secure Fort Sumter. The move worried Georgia Governor Joseph Brown, says Mike Weinstein, a ranger at Savannah's Fort Pulaski National Monument.
Seeing the more aggressive actions in Charleston, he feared that other aggressive actions would be taken by United States troops at Fort Pulaski and make it more difficult for Georgia to take control of Fort Pulaski, if necessary, to keep the port open.
And keeping the port open was of paramount interest to Georgia. The port created mountains of wealth from the cotton and tobacco trades. Fort Pulaski protected it. With that in mind, Governor Brown ordered 120 state militia to Fort Pulaski on January 3rd. They sailed down the Savannah River and were given the fort by its two lonely protectors, a superintendent and an ordnance officer, basically just the guys with keys.
A handover, a seizure. I wouldn't use a violent verb to describe it because it wasn't like that.
The fort was poorly protected because the nation wasn't at war. That all began to change this month 150 years ago.
It's unbelievable what happened in January. Almost every day of the month of January, 1861, there was some kind of state takeover of a federal facility. The country unraveled.
As they arrived at Fort Pulaski, the Georgia militia found in large part what visitors see today, a large, imposing, arrow-shaped fortress with thick red brick walls and a castle-like moat. Thought impregnable when it was built in the 1830s, Fort Pulaski in 1861, however, was in no shape for war, says Joel Kadoff, another ranger at Fort Pulaski.
When you walked out today, the moat's full of water. They get out here, it's silted up, it's full of mud, so they got to dig all that out. They have cannon here. This fort could hold nearly 150 cannon. There were only 20. In fact, they had been sitting here since about 1840, and they weren't even in the best, working order.
Georgia began to fix up the fort and train its militia. And to do that, Ranger Gloria Swift says over the coming year and a half, a who's who of names that later would become famous passed through the Savannah stronghold.
They are in contact with General Robert E. Lee, who has just become the commander for coastal defense for South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. And he gives them guidance on how to prepare the fort and themselves.
It was an opening act in what would become a years-long drama. 150 years ago this week, Georgia voters played their parts, electing representatives to a special assembly to consider the question of secession. They wouldn't meet until later in the month. Fort Pulaski's pivotal role, Georgia's first military engagement of the war, wouldn't be known for another year. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.